This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. General Motors is recalling more than 100,000 Chevy Cruzes. GM says certain vehicles could leak fuel and catch fire after a crash. The recall covers 2016 through 2018 LS models with a gas engine and tire inflator kit. Customers affected by the recall can have the issue fixed for free at a dealer. Cruze has made a GM's complex in Lordstown. Owners can get more information on the recall at safercar.gov. A massive sewer project in Akron is expected to be completed around Labor Day. The tunnel boring machine, nicknamed Rosie, is creating a nearly mile-long tunnel to reduce sewer overflow into local waterways. Officials originally estimated the project would be complete by the end of May, but Rosie has had trouble mining through rock and soil, pushing the completion date back. The more than $180 million project is part of an agreement reached in a lawsuit brought by the U.S. EPA. The helmet that John Glenn wore during his history-making transcontinental flight is being sold. Glenn dubbed the 1957 mission Project Bullet because he flew faster than a bullet from a .45 caliber pistol. The flight helped land him a spot in NASA's Mercury program. The U.S. Navy helmet he wore will be auctioned Thursday, with bidding to begin at $100,000. A power outage at Cedar Point Amusement Park left riders stranded on some of its roller coasters and other rides for about 2 hours. A spokesman for the park in Sandusky says the park lost power Monday afternoon when a car hit a utility pole. Photos shared on social media by people along the Lake Erie Shoreline Amusement Park show riders stuck on a train going up the 300-foot-tall Millennium Force roller coaster. Park employees helped people off the rides, and crews were able to restore power within about a couple hours. Crews have recovered the body of a Wayne County teen who drowned over the holiday weekend. A woman identified the body as her 13-year-old son, Gavin Griffith. WKYC reports Griffith was swimming in Chippewa Creek in Ripman on Sunday afternoon when he went underwater. Dozens of Ripman police, fire, and EMS workers responded to the scene. His body was found near a dam yesterday. An Akron developer and a Peninsula-based nonprofit are teaming up to open a year-round fresh food market. The Cuyahoga Valley Countryside Conservancy and developer Joel Testa are planning to lease space in a parking garage under the Northside Marketplace. Cranes reports local grocers and farmers are backing the project, and Testa says they're planning a 10,000-square-foot space that could hold up to 60 vendors. An opening date has not been set. This is WKSU.